Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This comes to us via BuzzFeed. There's a thread online where people are sharing personality traits that they developed later in life that they wish that they would have sooner. And for that, it's time for...
The Men's Room Top 10!
Jesus, I keep forgetting about this.
Yeah. The Men's Room Top 10!
The top 10 personality traits people developed later in life they wish they developed sooner. Here's one just off the top of my head. How about a personality?
Yeah.
Salty old man.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes that intro is salty. Sometimes it's funny.
Other times it's honest.
Sometimes.
What did I say earlier? Maybe saying no more?
Saying no more is probably not a bad one. Good question. What are some personality traits that you guys have developed in these later years of your life that you wish that you would have had earlier on in your life?
1,000% indifference to other people's opinions.
Yep. Oh, for heaven's sakes.
But I think that just comes with age. I mean, I wish I had done it sooner. Sure. I just don't know how that's possible.
Once you figure out that everybody else's opinion literally does nothing to you.
It means as much as yours does.
You know?
So what?
Yeah.
I think kind of like what bounces off me sticks to you. Kind of more of a Teflon approach.
There you go. Exactly.
To just everything.
Water on a duck's back. Man.
I don't care. I don't even know why you care what I think.
For real.
Right?
Why do you have such a strong
opinion about my opinion?
Right.
It's just my opinion.
Exactly.
I don't care.
I told you how I think. If you want to change my mind, talk with me. Don't yell at me about it. Anyway, so these are personality traits people develop later in life that they wish that they'd have sooner. First being, giving people the benefit of the doubt. No one is trying to make your life harder. They're just trying to do things for themselves. So don't take things to heart and be kind to others. That's one that I've been trying to just drill into my own head recently. It's like,
yeah, I think you tell yourself that more than you say it to other people.
Right. They're doing this because, no, they're not. They're doing it because it suits them better. Right. You know?
Yeah, I feel like I'm the opposite of that.
Yeah?
I gotta be less trusting of people.
Less trusting of people. Gotcha.
That's a good personality trait. I like it.
I'm going to start putting
that. Well, it's the truth, though.
No, I believe
it. But I mean, you only learn those things, but like some people are, I don't know. I guess I just disagree with that. I'm like, I've gotten older. I realize some people are a-holes and doing it to be an a-hole.
Very specific.
They actually do, yeah. Carry that knife behind their back.
Right. It's not like they're a child. Like children, you kind of go whatever. But yeah, there was definitely some times in my early, mid-20s. Like, I was like, all right, yeah, we're not. You can always forgive somebody. Don't forget.
Right.
Because if you keep doing the same thing, then you're the idiot.
Exactly. Number 7, believing in your own assessment of people and not that made by others. Yes,
yeah,
100%.
For sure. And again, that just comes with time.
Right. You know,
because inevitably you've met the same 50 people that are available for you to meet. Some are a little nice, some a little meaner, but people say, well, you're a sheep. It's like, bro, I got news for you. I haven't earned an original opinion in my life, including my own.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's just kind of like, so everyone's part of some group and you can generally identify where they're coming from and then you don't care.
Right.
That's the end
now,
of it.
Now, I will take warnings from other people about certain people.
Sure.
Hey, man, watch out for this guy. He's kind of a da-da-da-da. And then I always give him the same response. I'll let him prove that to me himself.
Right.
Usually they do, but...
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, your buddy was right. The guy is an a-hole.
I think it's very important to tap people for the resources that you find relevant to you. So, in other words, if you know somebody who likes the same kind of TV or movies or whatever... You know to ask them their opinion of what they thought about something you haven't seen.
Right.
Just not some random jamoke.
Right.
I mean, you can read that review, but ultimately, like, you know what to talk to your friends about based on what you trust them to know a lot more about, you know?
Right. There's whatever
anyone else says, I don't care.
Right. There's a reason why I don't really listen to your guys' opinions on Disney movies. I enjoy Disney movies. Right. I know you guys don't.
We understand. Right. Like, if you want to hear a positive review, ask Mike. We both saw the same movie. We both know the plot. It's just I have a much different opinion, but that's the beauty of opinions. What the movie is will not change.
Right. You're not going to believe my opinion on food.
No.
Man, trust me, this is great.
But if you like Disney movies, yes.
Wild Hogs was a great movie.
What is the one people are going crazy about now? Chip and Dale?
Oh, yeah, that one's fresh out on Disney Plus. I haven't seen that yet.
People are losing their mind over it. Well, I've just been reading.
In a good or a bad way?
In a great way.
Okay.
Oh, yep.
And I never had gravitated toward those two characters.
I think that's why it's doing well.
They tried to update it and make it a little... I've seen the commercials. My kids want me to watch the commercials. And like Chip and Dale, as far as all the Disney characters, mean nothing to me. But right. I watched the preview of the movie and chuckled out loud.
And that's why I would almost give that a chance.
Right.
Because like Snow White means nothing to me. Cinderella means nothing to me.
Sure.
The Lady in the Trap we can go on and on and on. Like, all the stuff I grew up with was just kind of minutia.
Yeah.
Well,
but I would watch something that, you know, like, I told Steve the other day, I was like, I like Toy Story. And he's like, that's not Disney. I was like, well.
Because you said, well, that's Pixar. Pixar's Disney, but they take out the singing.
Exactly.
And acknowledge adults are watching, too. That's all it is.
See, I like that.
If Pixar was Pixar, then Disney bought
Disney bought, so but they didn't change it.
Same with Marvel, though, right?
Yeah, they bought because if you can't beat them, buy them. And Disney, they can do that.
All right,
yeah,
exactly.
ESPN,
right?
They have no sports complexes, no sports places to go to, no sports amusement parks. Just buy ESPN.
Personality traits people develop later in life that they wish that they had sooner. Number 6, choosing to ignore dumb people instead of arguing with them.
You just don't have time. And right. I know right now, things are a little different now because the media and politics is set up specifically for us to do this.
Sure.
But when you get them out of your head, right, to stop losing everything they bitch, it doesn't matter.
No.
It's not worth it. It doesn't change anything, and it doesn't make life better. So.
I would say especially in family settings.
Oh
my God.
Right? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
You know your cousin's an idiot. You've known him your entire life.
They're going to say something. But if you keep reacting every time the same way, like, they're not going to stop. They don't mind. Well, it's fun for them.
Well, and as I mature as far as social cues and psychology goes, you can tell the people that have strong opinions, yet you can break through and kind of have that conversation with them versus the people.
But that's a conversation.
Versus the people who have that built-in response to anything that you say is just plug this argument in that shuts everything down.
Right.
Because it means nothing. However, you have no answer for it, therefore you're the idiot.
I'll get a phone call from my kid that'll say, "Hey, you got to see this post on Facebook. You know, our cousin, I think they're a racist." And I'm like, I'm not on there. What was the post? She'll read me the post. I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
That's a very racist thing to say.
Like, now you know.
It's sexist. Not racist. It's sexist. Whatever it is, it's always something. You know, I'm just like, yes, you are correct on your opinion. That's why I'm not on here.
Right.
And you shouldn't be shocked by this.
Right.
Everyone has some dumb opinions.
Exactly.
Facebook's
too,
like
you learn
ESP.
over years too. Like some people just say things confidently.
They do.
They do.
They're not right.
Right.
Right. I've seen this with and people get real mad. Like I have one buddy and people get mad at him. I go, look, you can argue with him. He'll argue back with you. He just says stuff confidently. That's the way he goes about his life. But
yes.
He's not right all the time.
Right. What's worse is when they'll own up to that and they say, well, if I'm wrong, you got to check me on it. It's like, well, then quit saying stuff so doggone strongly if you don't know beyond a shadow of a doubt, dude.
I'm with you. Trust me. I struggle with that.
I got it. Number 5, the ability to take criticism and feedback in the spirit in which it was given.
Well, yeah, and the spirit with which it was given, yes.
You're wrong.
Kind of goes back to number 8 there for a second of giving people the benefit of the doubt. Obviously, take everything people say with a grain of salt. However, sometimes when people are telling you something, especially with the manner that they're bringing it up, they're helping to make you better.
You might not like to hear it, but look, man, I get it from my wife. I do it to my wife. You certainly get it from your kids, and you do it to your kids.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's just a matter of how you choose to bring things up.
Exactly.
That's all
and
it
I
is.
Think it has to do with who's saying it to you.
Like, right. Obviously, that goes a long way.
Right. Like, there's certain people where it's like, no.
Right. Like you have no ability to speak on this.
Right. But if it's somebody in your family or whatever, or a good friend, you're going to go, okay, you're right.
Because you know they're looking out for you.
Also, depending on what they know. Like, our shot of the day yesterday.
You have no reason.
Yeah, right. Alan Baldwin talking about workplace.
This is not right. This is not your platform.
Right.
You
are allowed to have an opinion,
but
shut up.
Don't share it. Just don't share it.
Exactly.
Don't share it.
It means nothing coming from you.
This is not a good idea. This is not a good look.
Listen, a random person can pass me on the street and say, you need to lose some weight, and I will tell them to just screw off. My wife
has lost weight.
My fiance will look at me and say, you're fat, and I'll say, okay, I need to work out.
Because she's throwing you some leg. Right. I mean, right. It's the first time I shaved off my dirt stash in my teens, it's because this chick that I thought was hot told me I'd look cuter without it. It was gone as soon as I got home from school. I remember my dad just saying, who's the girl? I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like, you've been trying to grow that little piece of crap on your lip since you've been a child. You came home and shaved it, and you're 16? Who's the girl?
I'm trying to be the Tarantino spokesperson.
Yeah, that's what Dana Bradley.
Number four, decisiveness. The ability to just make a decision and stick with it.
Just make a decision. Look, the worst case scenario, you're wrong.
Right.
It's not.
Oh, no.
Indecision to me, that's one thing that drives me crazy. Hemming and hawing.
Thank you.
Just make a decision. Dude, if we made the wrong one, we'll live with it. We'll be fine.
We'll recover from it.
Dinner's bad on that one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dinner's the worst.
Yes.
I don't really care.
Don't worry.
You do care because I just said pizza and you said, no, I don't want that.
We can have the other one tomorrow if this one doesn't work out.
You just say where to go. We will go there. I will eat vegetarian food.
I want to go where you want to go.
And being decisive, I have given you 7 answers.
I want to know what you want to do.
I want to get Chinese.
Number three.
I don't want Chinese. Anymore, I get more frustrated with myself.
I can't eat carbohydrates.
With your own indecision?
With foods. A dinner, right? Like, Sunday to me is always like the fun night for dinner.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right? And then, like, all week I'll talk about something, and Sunday night I won't eat that. And I'm like, why the hell did I order this?
45 minutes on DoorDash.
I'm so pissed about that sesame chicken, Mike.
Matter of fact, Ted's like, hey, dude, this weekend you're going to be close to an Arby's. You should go there because it's going to be right where you're going to be. We've been talking about this hamburger forever. And I was like, you know what, Ted? I really think if I'm down in that area, I'm going to Popeyes to get that chicken sandwich.
Damn right.
F Arby's. He said, but you would keep talking about the sandwich. I'm like,
that makes no sense.
I know, but I'm going to get that Popeyes chicken sandwich instead because I'm close to Popeyes. I'm never close to Popeyes. Popeyes greater than Arby's.
Number three.
You don't know that yet.
I know. You're right.
You haven't had the burger.
Right. I know.
Poor Mike's got to work in the morning. Exactly. They said, stop by, get you burgers. I'm like, dude, you're spending 3 days near an Arby's. Yeah. Let's get one.
Come on, man.
Oh, dear.
They open at 9:30.
Number three, the ability to tell yourself to shut up when you start overthinking. God bless it. Let that come faster.
My buddy's dad gave me some good advice, which was like, you're always going to worry about stuff and everything, and you should recognize it. But he was also like, give it its time.
Yeah.
So don't spend all night.
Right.
And you also learn as you get older, like, you might spend a couple hours at home freaking out about something. But generally, that other person or the other person involved in what you think, like, they're not.
Sleeping
it ain't
like
going to ruin their night. It's not going to ruin their weekend.
That's right. And it's also 2 a.m. What are you going to do to fix it right now? Nothing. Yep. Go to sleep.
Yeah. One thing I'm going to do is...
Number two, firmness. Firm in boundaries. Asking for needs and wants. Just being assertive, basically, is what that
was. Yeah, to me, I equate that to just getting grumpier as you get older.
And this is the number one personality trait that people develop later in life that they wish they had sooner, the ability to just not take things personally.
Yeah.
Teflon.
Yeah.
It helps a lot. It really does.
Be willing to be indifferent, man. I mean, it is what it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.